Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 12th of November. Boeing has estimated that air travel within Asia-Pacific markets will account for nearly half of global air traffic by 2040, driving 20-year demand for 17,645 new airplanes valued at $3.1 trillion. To support its commercial aviation industry, Asia-Pacific countries will also require aftermarket services valued at $3.7 trillion. The forecasts are part of Boeing's 2021 commercial market outlook, the company's long-term forecast of demand for commercial airplanes and services. The Asia-Pacific region has diverse air travel markets, including mature economies in Northeast Asia and Oceania, as well as rapidly growing aviation markets in China, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. The Israeli government has announced that foreign tourists without a booster shot against COVID-19 will still be allowed to enter Israel, but only as part of organised tour groups. Foreign visitors without booster vaccination will be able to enter Israel if more than 6 months have passed since they had the second shot, Israel's Health and Tourism Ministry said in a joint statement. Those visitors will be subject to a number of conditions, the ministries maintained. The tour group must be granted permission by the Tourism Ministry to enter Israel, and its members from 5 to 40 people should be from countries with a favourable epidemiological situation and vaccinated with vaccines recognised by the World Health Organization. Vietnam plans to restart international commercial flights with 15 countries from January next year, its aviation authority has announced, eyeing a full resumption by July. The country imposed tight border controls at the start of the pandemic to keep out COVID-19 with some initial success, but that has dealt a blow to its burgeoning tourism sector, which accounts for about 10% of gross domestic product. Foreign arrivals to Vietnam fell to 3.8 million last year, down from 18 million in 2019, when tourism revenue was $31 billion, or equivalent to 12% of GDP. The resumption plan will be over four phases. The first, which is possibly this quarter, focuses mostly on repatriating Vietnamese stranded by the pandemic and international tourists on government-approved trips to specific destinations. The plan, which is pending government approval, came as other Asian countries gradually ease international travel curbs, including nearby Thailand, which reopened more locations recently. The country is trying to speed up COVID-19 vaccinations with just 38% of its 98 million people inoculated so far. Being Friday, here is the Not the Normal travel news. Beach holidays can be great fun, but if you're into skinny dipping, you do need to be careful where you indulge your passion. France is the most nudist-friendly country in the world, with 397 nude beaches in total and 212 naturist campsites. The United States comes in second with 299 nudist-friendly beaches, but it also has the most naturist campsites, 253 across the country. Number three in the rankings is Spain, and Australia is in the top five. It's possibly no coincidence that the most popular places for nude bathing have warm temperatures. Countries like Iran and Saudi Arabia certainly don't allow nude bathing, and nude bathing certainly isn't recommended to be practiced in Russia during winter, as you may find it a trifle chilly. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.